Welcome to Hammer Down! Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. And it's his birthday.
Thank you, Tone.
Happy birthday, Gumpy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's currently 2-1 Stros, bottom four, one out.
The dogs are not barking.
Well, the problem with the Sox is when you leave fucking runners on base every goddamn inning, it's going to be tough to cover.
This is true.
The dogs did not bark last night, no.
No.
It was the favorites.
It's been a very fucking frustrating 24 hours for the South Side. Jesus.
What, dude?
I'm watching a shitty live stream back here. Giolito's kind of looking like he's starting to fall off a little bit, but I mean, God, Lane killed me last night.
Oh, I love your fucking breakdown, Mitt. Fucking love it. Mitt and Raldi are in the back.
It's good ball talk.
It's Pick Friday.
Pick Friday.
But yes, the Rams covered last night. So did the Rays, and why am I and Stros?
It's a hell of an outing by E-Rod. 1 2/3. Fucking cheers, pal.
By the time I fucking turned the game on, he was out.
I mean, all you have to do, we talked about it yesterday, just don't make mistakes against the Rays. Don't fucking walk, guys. First inning, they go down. You have to be on the front foot against the Rays.
Lance Lynn walked the first batter of each inning, I'm pretty sure.
Lance Lynn threw 74 out of 77 fastballs to one of the best hitting fastball teams in baseball.
Can't do that. Gumpy and I are right now currently on Sox plus a half. So we're going to need a fucking run here in the top. I assume, Matt, you were on South Side.
Yeah, I got a lot on the South Side. I have a couple parlays and the money line full game. Also, first half result.
Okay. I wish you the best of luck, pal.
We're going to need it, my friend.
All right, Pick Friday. If you're not familiar with Pick Friday, we make picks. That's all we do. We go through our picks for the weekend. Baseball, college football, NFL football. There's a boxing match this weekend.
Big one.
Big one. Fucking large human beings.
Big one.
Is there a UFC this weekend, Mitt?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Where's the boost?
Let's see. We'll check. We will absolutely check the boost. You want to start just with the baseball game since they're on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. As I said, we got Sox plus a half, so we're sweating that one right now. Second game is Braves. Braves are going to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Chucky Morton, Chucky Ball Games is on a mound versus Corbin Burns. Both have been pretty good in their last few starts. Last 30 days. Morton's got a 2.6 ERA. Burns has got a 3.21. In his one start versus Milwaukee this year, Chuck Morton's got six innings pitched, two earned runs, so not a bad start. Corbin went four innings pitched and gave five earned runs.
Oh, no.
Corbin Burns has never pitched in the playoffs.
He's been on a bit of a schneid of late.
Chucky had a tough playoff outing last year.
It was short rest, right? Or just the whole playoffs?
Last year?
Yeah.
I think he just had one start, right? If I remember. Yeah.
No, so he had a bit of a run.
Unless something happened. Let me pull it up. I'll pull it up for you. Atlanta's number 12 versus right-handed pitching last 60 days. Number 7 versus right-handed pitching last 30. Number 4 versus right-handed pitching on the road. Milwaukee's number 8 last 60. Number 22 the last 30. So not hot. Number 15 versus right-handed pitching at home. Where are you going here, Paul?
You know, if things aren't working out, you should probably change what you're doing. But
people say that.
I will not. I will go again. Give me Chucky Morton first five plus a half.
Ground Chuck.
Ground Chuck. Good old ground Chuck.
Come on, Chucky.
Oh, my bad. I only saw...
I feel like he was decent last year.
He was. So I was... it was broken down by series. The last, he had a start against the Dodgers and got shelled.
Yeah.
Before that, though, he went 10.2 innings in the ALCS, gave up no earned runs, went 5 in the ALDS, gave up 1. So, yeah, actually, he was pretty good.
There we go.
I'm also with you on this. I got Chucky ball game plus a half, minus 108.
There we go. Come on.
Game after that, Sox at Rays. Sale versus Baz. Sox, number 2 versus right-hand pitching last 60. Number 4 versus right-hand pitching last 30. 17, though, on the road. They hit better at Fenway.
Definitely.
Tampa versus lefties, number 2 last 60, number 3 last 30, number 6 at home versus lefties. Sale, not bad. 5 innings pitch, 3 earned runs, 5 innings pitch, 2 earned runs, 5 innings pitch, 1 earned runs in his last 3. 2.79 versus Tampa this year. He's got a 4.6 away, though. 2.8 at night. And then fucking Baz, he's got 3 career starts.
Yeah, and he's been dominant.
Yeah. Well, the one he went 2.2 and gave up 1 earned run, 5.2 gave up 0.
See, this is the thing. You have no idea. They could go him for 2 and then Yarborough, like, who?
Correct. I don't think they're trying to get fucking 6 out of him tonight.
But
they might. I don't fucking know.
There is a saving grace for the Red Sox. Pivetta came in last night, who is a starter, pitched well, ate up a lot of innings. So their pen is still fresh. I'm not touching this game. I got enough riding on it, and I got crushed on it last night. Obviously, I would take Sale plus a half. But, I mean, you get down against the Rays, you are fucked.
I would love to stay away from this game. I'm going to pick all the fucking playoff games this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to go against a guy who's pitched in the playoffs for and doesn't have only 3 major league starts. It could be wrong.
Yeah.
It could be fucking the completely wrong way to go. But I'm taking Sale plus the half, first 5.
I like it.
I mean, the guy's got – he was in double A for most of the year.
This the Rays just fucking do this. It's insane.
Well, this isn't the Rays' fault. He came from the Pirates when
– this is another Pirate?
Yeah. They are basically – they just – they gave the Rays so many good things for Chris
Archer.
Chris Archer, thank you.
Gave him a nice core group of a team.
They gave them the haul that they got for Chris Archer is fucking absurd. Who's the pitcher who had Tommy John earlier this year who's really good?
Glasnow.
Glasnow.
The most fucked up thing of it all is, and not to sidetrack you too much here with a Pirates rant, but for years everyone begged them, hey, come on, guys, give up some prospects and really go in at the deadline and get somebody who can put you over
Chris
the hump.
Fucking Archer,
then they wait till the window's shut and they go get Chris fucking Archer and give up all the prospects, and now look at the Rays.
And he stinks.
And now he
is back with the Rays.
Yeah, he ain't fucking doing anything for them.
I mean, the Sox hit fucking McClanahan hard yesterday.
Tell you what, he's got some good stuff, huh?
But they just, I mean, they had 9
hits.
And I
told you I hate that fucking ballpark, dude. The whole upper level's empty.
I mean, the guy hit a home run that hit the ceiling.
I know. I hate that fucking ballpark.
I don't care what field where you're playing. A home run has to cross the goddamn fence.
Sox just got out of bottom 4. So it's 2-1, headed to the 5th. We need a run. Mitt, for some reason, as we came on the show, said that the Sox were down 3-1, which was definitely not the case.
No, I was actually going to go into the count, and then I kind of thought that, yeah. That was really sweaty. We got Altuve. I was on deck. I hate that little fucker.
Oh, and Austin Meadows. We gave him Austin Meadows in that trade,
Meadows
too.
Meadows is a stud.
Last game of the night, fucking good one. Bueller and Webb.
Yeah.
Bueller last 3 games, 5 innings pitch and earned run, 7 innings pitch and earned run, 3 innings pitch, 5 earned runs. Last 30, though, he's got a 4.83. He's got a 2.19 versus the Giants in 6 games this year. Obviously, these two teams know each other. 3.7 at AT&T, 3.08 away, 2.47 at night. He's got a 2.3 playoff ERA. Bueller has been good in the playoffs. Webb, last 3 games, 7 innings pitch, 4 earned runs, 5 inning pitch, 0 in runs. 4 inning pitch, 4 in runs. Slightly concerning. Last 30, 4.5 ERA. Against the Dodgers, he's got a 2.25 at home. He's got a 1.96. He's never pitched in the playoffs.
Yeah. I love Logan Webb. I love the Giants. first five plus a half. I've been doing it all year. I'm not going to stop now.
Giants, number six versus right-handed pitching last 60 days. Number one the last 30 days. Number 10 at home versus right-handed pitching. Dodgers. Here's surprising. This was surprising when I looked it up. Number 23 the last 60 days versus right-handers. Number 18 the last 30 days. And then number 30, dead last in the league versus right-handed pitching away.
Jesus.
In the last 30 days.
A home team hasn't lost yet.
No, they have not. No, they have not. I'm also going to be on the Giants plus the half.
Yeah.
Logan Webb. So what scares me is his current form or recent form.
Yeah.
What helps me is, and not ever pitching in the playoffs, what helps me is that he's been good against the Dodgers all year and he's been great at home all year.
And I like the Giants' pen. Like, if he gets into trouble, it's a quick hook. The Sox did it last. Like, Erod didn't have it. It was obvious. 1 2/3. Get out, pal. Like, fuck off.
And then the Dodgers away hitting definitely is something that I like to see if you're taking him. All right. So that's for the rest of the night. I got – actually, we both. Well, I got Braves plus a half, first five. Sox plus a half, first five. Giants first five plus a half.
Braves first five plus a half. Giants first five plus a half.
All right. We move on. Mitt, unless you had anything. Or Nick.
No, I do not have any baseball.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's move on to college football. You got some, pal?
Yeah.
How many? Any idea?
I think seven.
Okay. Mitt?
I got five overs and four games.
Okay. Let's start. It wasn't on the sheet. I don't know. I think it's a lot of points, but I like this team. Arizona State minus 12.5. Arizona State's 10th in the nation in yards per rush. Stanford is number 108 in defending the run. And then Arizona State is the 18th ranked D. Stanford has played the harder schedule, but Arizona State with a big number, 12.5, I'm taking it.
Fair play. Iowa, money line versus Penn State.
Okay.
Iowa 4-0 against the spread last four conference games. Favorite in this matchup, 4-1 against the spread last five. Hawkeyes 6-1 against the spread their last seven overall. I think Iowa is a team this year.
I will I'll talk about that game with you. I'm going to take the under 41.5. The ninth and fourth ranked defenses going up against the 102nd and 50th ranked offenses, and they're 73rd and 74th in tempo. I'll take the under 41.5 as long as fucking Iowa doesn't score three defensive touchdowns. I feel good about that one. Go ahead, Mitt.
I am also on Iowa money line.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to the Maryland at Ohio State. I'm taking Maryland plus 20.5 to keep it within a three touchdown game. I think Ohio State has not been playing that well. And not going to say his name wrong. Tua's little brother is going to bounce back.
You are a brave soul with that one, my friend. Another big line. Don't love it. You know I don't love the big lines, but Tennessee minus 10.5. Wish it was 10 versus South Carolina. Tennessee's coming off a nice little fucking win. They're 13th in the nation in rushing. South Carolina is 96th versus the run. South Carolina also has the 96th ranked offense. So just need Tennessee to score enough points to, because I don't think South Carolina has been able to score a lot of points this year. So I'm going Tennessee minus the 10.5.
Don't hate that. They've been playing good ball.
Yeah, they have.
Texas plus 3.5 versus Oklahoma. Texas 4-1 ATS, 3-0 ATS at home. Sooners 0-4 ATS, last four in Texas. Sooners 2-7 ATS, their last nine against Texas. Underdog in this matchup, 7-2 against the spread last nine. Home team in this matchup, 4-1 against the spread their last five. I think Texas is for real.
I love Casey Thompson.
I really do.
Since they've made the move at quarterback, they have not been stopped on offense. Mitt, do you have anything on this game?
Yeah, I know the over is very high, but I'm taking the over this game, 64.5. I love Casey Thompson. I think he's going to be making a bunch of plays. I think it's going to be a 42 game, 42 fucking 48, whatever. Get the fucking score up there. Spencer Rattler's going to be making plays.
Fucking 42-48 would be a lot of score
up there, boys.
We got Ducks on the pond for the Sox. Runner on first, no outs. Good
Ducks
start.
Ducks been on the pond for a while here, Tony.
Well, it was the first batter of the inning. This is now the second batter of the inning.
Man. MLB TV blackout is fucking insane.
I have the streamer here. Mick, go ahead. Say your next game.
Ah, shit, my fucking...
Oh, dude. What happened, dude?
Sorry, I got locked out of my phone. Georgia Auburn over 47.5.
I don't mind that.
I got Georgia Auburn under 47.5.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Woo! I'll give you my reasoning. Georgia's obviously an incredible under team.
Tony and Matt.
102nd in tempo with the number one defense in the country. Auburn has the 33rd ranked rush D, which is what Georgia loves to do. Auburn is a passing team. They're 100th in the nation in rushing attempts, so they don't run the ball much. And Georgia's number one against the pass, so I'll take the under 47.5 in that one. Mitt? Or, sorry, Compy? What are you doing?
You see the shirt.
I do see the Scarlet
Rutgers
shirt.
Rutgers +5 Rutgers. 6-0 against the spread their last six, falling an against the spread loss.
Yeah. What?
4-1 against the spread their last five. I know Michigan State. I think they're due for one, though. I think they are.
Do it for Gandolfini.
Come on.
Did Michigan State just come out of nowhere this year? Are they fucking?
They were they were bad last year. They got a lot of transfers. So good. You know, JB talked about it on the show. It is tough to bet college football. A lot of transfers, and they've worked out for him. Fuck.
Double play.
Don't tell me.
No, I mean, but this is the second inning in a row. First guy on, and then a fucking rope down the line right at somebody. Guy on first, one out.
Just got to hit them where they ain't, you know?
An absolute fucking piss missile down the line.
That was everything the Red Sox hit last night. Was fucking, they had like 10 balls over 100 miles per hour. Just right at people.
I mean, that's a double. It's at least second and third. No outs. Motherfucker. Where are we at? Who just talked last? You? Was it Rutgers?
Yeah.
Okay, Mick, go.
Let's go Temple Cincinnati over of 52.5. I'm hoping Cincinnati covers that by themselves.
Okay. I got Syracuse +6.5 at home versus Wake. If you look at the two, the only advantage here on offense is the Syracuse run game, which is 29th in the country, and they run the 15th most. Wake's rush D is 70th in the country, so hoping Syracuse can control the clock and get another home cover like they did a couple weeks ago against Liberty.
All right.
Go ahead.
Louisville money line.
Love it.
Ooh. Against Virginia?
Yeah. Come on. I'll wipe out the points. Give me money line. Cards are great at home. They're great in conference. They're great as a favorite. Louisville.
Okay. Mitt?
I'm laying the points with Louisville. They've just been covering machines all year. And then I'm going to go TCU Moneyline -132 at Texas Tech. I think they go in and they wreck the Red Raiders' day.
Okay. I'm on Texas Tech +2.5 versus TCU.
Here we go, Tony.
TCU's 120th ranked defense versus the number 7 ranked offense. I'm just thinking TCU also has the advantage on offense, but not as glaring as Texas Tech. I just don't think they're going to be able to stop Texas Tech. I got Texas Tech at home with the points.
Anderson just hit a nice shot right into the gap, first and second. Runners on first and second.
Little single up the middle. All right, first and second, one out. I mean, that should have scored a run. That should have scored a run.
Hit a fucking tater, dude.
Gump, you got any more?
UTSA +2.5. Roadrunners 8-1 ATS their last nine as a road dog. 6-1 ATS their last seven. 9-2 ATS their last 11 as a dog. 9-2 ATS their last 11 road games. 5-2 ATS their last seven conference games.
Beep beep.
Give me the Roadrunners.
Beep beep. Mate, you got any more?
I'm also on that, and I got it actually +3.5 a couple minutes ago, so you can hop on that if you want. I got the over of San Jose State at Colorado State. I'm just thinking this over is at 44.5. That's way too low for this game.
San Jose State, Colorado State, under 45 is what I got of that. The offenses are ranked 107 and 111. The defenses are ranked 50th and 10th.
Something just happened.
Oh, San Jose South State.
Just do it.
Oh, we just got a steal. Oh, no, second. We got someone in. I missed, I missed something.
So Sosa!
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 Yes! Fucking Louis Robert.
He's a fucking gamer,
dude. Hit a single. We scored.
There we go. Let's cash in a few more, boys.
We need a few more.
Fuck.
We should have already. We should have had three on the board this inning. Oh, I can't wait. We need the fucking. We need this one.
I have him first half I have him first half result.
Fucking off the bottom of the wall.
And I also have him winning the fifth inning.
Let's go. Southside.
Southside. Southside.
Okay, that was in the middle of me explaining San Jose State, Colorado State. I also got SMU minus 13.5 against Navy. It's a lot of points, but SMU they're currently a wagon, and they've got an advantage in every single way. Navy did win last week against UCF. I like the way the SMU coach is talking. He's like, hey, we need eyes on this program, blah, blah, blah. I think they're going to – let's go. Oregon State minus 3.5 at Washington State. The defenses are equally ranked. But Oregon State is 25th on offense, and Wazoo is 112th on offense. Quite a difference there. I love the Oregon State offense. I'll go there.
Like it. I'm with you there, Tony.
Okay.
I love the Beavers. Like, been on them all year.
Hell yeah.
And then my last one, and I fucking hate this bet.
I love when I hate a bet.
I'll lay the points with Georgia.
Woo! Yep.
There's 4-0 against the spread, their last four against Auburn. 21-8 against the spread, their last 29 in road games. I mean, they're incredible against the spread this year. I mean, what's Bo Nix going to do against this defense? He was fucking Houdini last week to beat LSU.
That was my thinking as well.
Unless this is a spot where Georgia just has a fucking hiccup.
They can't, though. They're trying to win a national championship. They can't.
Yeah.
Well, you would think they can't. You would think they can't. Valdez just got pulled.
Who's coming in?
I don't know yet. Okay.
Yeah, he's walking off like a fat.
Mate, you got anything else?
I'm also on Georgia minus 14.5. Auburn did me dirty last week. They're going to get probably blown out this week. And then you know what? I'm going back to the well. This is an add-on. I'm taking LSU money line. I'm seeing the plus. I do not care. Kentucky is not that good, and LSU played like shit.
A couple ones that I have left. I didn't say WV Baylor under 44.5, did I?
Nope.
This is not one of my favorite ones. Both defenses rank better than the offenses. WVU is 118th in tempo, and Baylor's 125th in tempo. That's a slow tempo game. UTEP and Southern Miss under 44.5. Southern Miss is down to their third-string quarterback. UTEP, UTEP's not a bad defense. So taking that one. And then Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, also one I don't love, under 46.5.
All right.
They're 197th on offense.
All right.
Those are our college picks. Okay, we got a commercial pitching change. 2-2, top five, one out. Runners on first and third.
Cash them.
NFL.
Come on.
NFL. Let's roll through the games. See what we got here. Everyone, feel free to jump in at any time. 9:31 a.m. Sunday morning. Jets at Falcons. I do have a pick on this game. I'm taking the Jets. I got it at 3. I don't know what I would have done at 2.5. I got it at 3. I'm taking the Jets. You're muted.
I'm muted. I'm taking the Falcons at minus 2.5, and me and you are going toe-to-toe this weekend, it seems like, Tony.
I believe you'll have a partner in crime on this one.
Got to bet it.
Thought he was going to do it.
You're going to bet it.
He might not. I mean, he's got Sunday. No, he doesn't. International break.
You have no footy. You are going to bet this game.
Oh, boy.
God.
You don't have to bet it.
You do. You do. What's the money line?
Minus 152 for the Falcons, plus 128 for...
Hey, take a total.
No. Who's out for... They got no running game?
No,
they got Patterson.
Ridley's out and Russell Gage is out.
For that reason, while you're thinking, Gump, I like Kyle Pitts to get his first touchdown of the year. Anytime touchdown That's score, good. Kyle Pitts, plus 160.
It's a good bet.
Can you believe it? Like, with how high he went and all the talk about this guy being a generational talent, still hasn't scored yet?
That's weird. I did not know that. That's insane. Matt Ryan needs to fucking look for him in the red zone.
Supposed to be the greatest tight end of all time.
Yeah, fuck it. Atlanta minus 2.5.
There he is. There he is. Eagles and Panthers. Christian McCaffrey's hot. I got nothing.
I got the Panthers. I don't know why you wouldn't take the Panthers here. The Eagles, I mean, what have they shown to look like a team against anybody. I mean, Carolina's proven they got a great defense, and they can pass the ball. Who cares? Christian McCaffrey's out. They're not a one-trick pony this year.
You do anything on this one?
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina.
Okay.
-3 seems way too low for me.
Raul, do you got anything on this one?
I also like Carolina.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, he's such a weapon.
My thing is, I think Carolina's defense is better than the Cowboys' defense.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Look at what happened, you know?
I was talking to...
Week-to-week league, though.
I was talking to Lombo about this morning.
None of it adds up.
Where is it at? Philly throws the ball 8th most in the league and rushes the ball 25th most. Like, that should be opposite.
Yeah, they're behind a lot.
Now, also, that front office is like, they're a big analytics fucking front office. Throw the fucking football, which... When you have Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders and you have a big beefy O-line, let's fucking run the ball. I know. So I don't trust that team, but I'm staying away from everything there. Dolphins at Bucks. I'm taking the under 48.5. That's a big total for if you don't know if the Dolphins are going to score a point.
I like that. Usually I hate when you go unders, but I like it here.
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Probably terrible for you, but
Bow, why are you sitting back to say nothing?
Tony, let's fucking go. Southside!
What happened?
Hey, we just got to run in.
Another single over the second baseman's head. First and second. 3-2 Sox. One out. Yeah. Ducks are still out of the pond.
Fucking
go. Rally caps bombs. Are on.
Bury him.
Run.
I hope that fucking guy didn't delete his tweet.
Be a damn shame.
What, someone's talking shit on Southside?
I know Gumpy's biased, but...
Why am I biased?
If you keep betting against the Astros on Tampa Bay, you're going to lose.
I really know everything about the area and betting because I love...
That dude sounds like...
We haven't won yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's so far away from over, but I'm not biased against the Astros.
I know you're not, but...
I am biased for the Red Sox. We all know
that.
I
feel like you guys took the Astros a lot this year because I've made money on the Astros.
Anybody who gets mad about
you not a lot the second half
betting against their teams is just absurd.
A buffoon.
Yeah, like bet against the Dolphins every fucking day and see if it matters to me.
I was on the Stros last night.
Yeah.
I'm on the Sox today. I don't give a fuck.
It does not matter.
I don't give a fuck.
You were also on the Rays yesterday.
I was.
Fuck that guy.
I'll be on the Pirates tomorrow.
Having said that, I've decided I'm on the Bucs. A lot of points.
Buccos?
It's a good call.
No, the Buccaneers.
Okay.
It's a good call.
Matt, you got anything on this one?
I mean, I was leaning Bucs minus the 9.5, but I like only favorites this week, and I hate that, so I'm not going to play it.
Saints and football team. I'm out.
Football team plus 2.5. What are we talking about?
I leaned.
Nobody knows what the Saints are. I think Washington's getting better.
I don't know what. I don't. This is.
I think Heineke's playing well.
He is.
They got Curtis Samuel back.
Oh,
I just heard something.
Wild pitch. We got a second and third. One out.
Oh, let's go.
Take away the double play. That's a good ball.
Single scores two.
That would be awesome. Tennessee's 4.5 points faves at the Jaguars. Over under 48.5. Staying away. I don't know. Nick talked about it earlier in the week. We talked about it earlier in the week.
Scandal game.
I don't know how the scandal game is going to go. Can't touch it. Julio Jones is out.
Brown's in.
AJ Brown in.
How's Jags' run defense? Terrible?
Pretty good, actually. It's their pass defense that's the issue.
You don't got to worry about that with Tannehill at the helm.
Let me hear. I'll pull it up here real quick. Jags rush defense is 5th opponent's yards per rush.
See, I want to take Tennessee minus 4.5, but I also want Gatorade shower for Urban.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to stay away as well.
Okay.
I am taking Tennessee minus the 4.5. I just like it.
I'll fucking ride with you, Mitt.
Oh, yeah, Zach Fly. Fucking guys.
Zach Fly?
He gets in.
Zach Fly?
He got in.
Man, don't fucking ruin it, dude.
I'm watching it.
So sorry! I hope they can hear everyone in the background yelling Southside every time they fucking score. 12!
4-2. Let's go.
4-2. Dude. Top five. Two outs. Runner on second. Let's get one more.
Cash him in.
Get one fucking more.
Let's get some dogs.
Southside! Southside! Lions and Vikings. Southside. I got a pick here.
Jesus.
Give me the 9.5. Laying it. Give me the Vikings. I don't think they're going to stop. Vikings actually kind of impressed me on defense last week. They were good. And I do think they have a good enough offense to, what did Lombo say? They can't rush the passer, they can't cover, and they're slow. But other than that,
good football team.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Vikings -9.5 at Minnesota, which helps.
All right.
Anybody else on that one?
I'm gonna do it again. Shouldn't do it, but I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do the Lions. We're backdoor cover. It's gonna be a backdoor.
Okay.
You know, playing from behind, garbage time points. They're gonna do it.
Okay.
That team does not quit.
Broncos Steelers, obviously pass for me. Teddy's playing, seems like. Steelers are now +1.
I can't do it.
Yeah, why would you?
I wanna take the Steelers though.
It's tough.
But I just can't. I took him against the Bengals. I mean, I'm not touching this one.
Okay.
I don't know what Denver really is either.
I like Denver. I really like Denver. If Teddy's playing, they've been playing hot under him. I mean, Drew came in and they started to look like shit, but that's a different quarterback. If Teddy's playing, they're going to win that game.
Homer pick. Packers -3 at the Bengals. I don't have a pick. Every bone in me wanted to take the Bengals for some reason. I did not, though. I stayed away.
Every bone in me will take the Packers.
Attaboy.
-3. Like, what would this spread be week 1? 7?
Probably.
Packers -3. Thank you very much.
Anyone in the back? Anything?
I like the over of this game, Tony, actually, because, I mean, I can't really trust the Packers' defense. Joe Burrow seems like I have some magic in him, so I'm going to take the over.
Patriots at Texans. Pats are laying 8.5 on the road against the Fighting Daves and Davy Mills. I got a pick here. I'm going under 39.5. We know how Bill does against rookie quarterbacks. Patriots offense hasn't been anything special at all this year. And as Connor said today, they have 4 offensive linemen out.
Yeah, I like it a lot as well, Tony.
Give me the under 39.5. Anyone else on this game at all?
No, thank you.
Bears at Raiders, 5.5. Nothing for me. We are to the bottom of 5, I believe.
Bear down all day.
That's a good pick.
You got anything?
No, I'm not touching this.
Mitt, you got anything here?
Yeah, bear down. They're going with their all-star starting quarterback, Justin Fields. I actually do wish him the best.
All-star.
He's going to be a...
Is Laser calling the plays?
Go!
Of course Laser's calling the plays.
But I'm laying the points. I do not know if they're going to win this game, but I do like the 5.5.
Yeah, I think they'll keep it close enough. I'm riding with Laser.
Unless Nagy got pissed that Laser was getting all the credit, he may take the...
Which is real. That might have happened.
He may take the reins back on that. Browns at Chargers. My final pick... Taking the Brownies +2.5. Chargers rush defense is a concern for me. I think Baker bounces back. Everyone's talking about his injury. I mean, he's fine. It's whatever. Give me Brownies.
Still hand the ball off, can he?
Yeah, he's still hand the ball off. +2.5.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony.
I'm on the Browns.
Yeah, 100%.
Giants +7 at Cowboys. Nothing for me.
You're the Cowboys.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're riding with the boys. -7 is not enough for that dog shit Giants defense. Ooh. And Dallas defense, they proved that they are 100% legit.
100%.
Daniel Jones rushing props are not up yet.
Okay.
But keep a lookout for that this weekend.
Niners at Cards. Trey Lance will be the starter. 4.5 is the number. Total's 49.5.
Cards -4.5.
I'm off of it. Anyone in the back?
I'm with Gumpy. Give me the Cards.
Mitt.
Oh, I am off of that game. No, I'm not.
I thought
that.
Fucking hype boy was taking fucking Kyler Murray all day. Or is Trey Lance also hype boy?
Oh, I lied. I took the over of that game. I took the over of 49.5.
There it was. Took both
I wanted both. I did not have it side. I kind of couldn't pick between Trey Lance or Kyler Murray, so I'm just rooting for both of them to score a lot of points.
Sunday Night Football, I'm going to kick back and fucking enjoy the game. Bills are getting 3 on the road in Kansas City. 56.5 is the total. $1.56 is the money line for the Chiefs. I'm off of it. Anybody want anything?
Did somebody order an ice cold Bud Light?
Happy birthday, Gumby. Pat, you look good.
Hell yeah.
Pat, are you shirtless?
No, I'm going to wear the same tank top I've worn the last 2 days on SmackDown tonight, but that isn't what this is about. What this is about is,
anyone got
everybody raise your glass or your smoke, please. Gumby, since you've come into our lives, they have all certainly changed. This wonderful Canadian man whose life used to revolve around paint. Now he's giving takes and opinions, and the water is fine. And to be honest, seeing him grow, seeing him shine, has been a dream of mine and a dream of ours. And we can't wait to hear the next round of battle scars. But raise your drink and raise your glass for a bearded wonder from Canada, kicking this life's ass. Happy birthday, Gumby. We love you, buddy. All right, I gotta go to SmackDown. What? Happy birthday.
Have fun, pal.
That was awesome. Thank you, boys.
Happy birthday,
Gump. Happy birthday, Gump.
Love you, pal.
I mean, far too kind.
Had to do it.
You're far too kind.
Happy birthday, Gump.
Thank you.
We love you.
Good. 29 feels good.
29 feels good.
One more time.
Boys, while you're in here, we just went through everything.
Let's go.
By the way, I love the South Side. Love out there. Thank you. If you guys feel compelled at all, like if there's any one game you like or anything this weekend, you can.
The Bears game, I kind of like that one.
Bears game, you like a Bears?
Yeah, I like Bears.
Bear time. I want home.
Yeah.
I mean, people are taking the money line.
No, Mike's wrong.
I might go alternate spread. I might jack that up. Kirk's dogs will run. They will fly.
My only concern is a certain coach who's on Iowa.
I know.
My only concern. He did not say Penn State was going to get dragged, though.
He didn't. We'll see. I almost pooped my pants as well when he said that after last week. But we'll see. It's a big game. Big game for the Hawks, usually. They've shown up in big games as of late. It's at Kinnick. I mean, this is going to be a max unit play on the Hawks at home. For sure.
Big unit play.
What happened in the Michigan State game? That's at 3.5 now. I thought that started at like 6.
It did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What's going on there?
Money's coming in on Gandolfini.
Rutgers. Why?
I don't know. Because I love Rutgers too.
See, why did you use that accent?
What are you talking about?
You said a gabagoo.
Hey, gabagoo right here.
That's weird. I thought you guys knew something there. Now that it's at 3.5, though, yeah, slam the Spartans. There's no reason not to. They're a good football team.
Hey, you might want to wait to get it at 3.
I was going to say, that's probably going to keep going. Yeah, I'll wait till tomorrow morning and hit that one.
Mitt was asking earlier, what happened to the Spartans? They just got a bunch of transfers that worked out?
Literally, that's all that happened. Our running back is a Heisman candidate.
Dude, he's awesome.
Transfer. Our quarterback was actually
Temple, but then he got...
No, that guy didn't
end up
starting.
I know he got hurt or whatever. That's what I'm saying.
Is that Lurkey?
No, Lurkey's gone. Risa. God, I miss Lurkey, though, man.
Brian
Lurkey. I mean, that guy was a gunslinger for about 6 games there. Everyone thought he was the next Cousins, Cook, Hoyer, Smoker, name it.
Yeah, you name it.
That didn't happen.
I fucking love Jeff Smoker.
Is there a chance Kirk Cousins is QB1 for the Pittsburgh Steelers next year?
Ooh. Yep.
Listen, actually, I thought I saw a stat that besides Ben, obviously, I think Kirk has the second least yards per pass attempt at, like, downfield. So
perfect fit.
Fits right
Tomlin
in.
Tomlin loves Michigan and Michigan offense. State guys, too.
It's not. If it's Kirk, listen, I don't hate Kirk as much as you guys.
I love Kirk.
Oh, yeah, I hate Kirk.
but I don't want him to be the quarterback of
Kirk
my
is basically
team.
Jared Goff, so I love Kirk and Michigan State guy.
I was worried in the first half with the Rams last night for you.
Stafford.
Oh, you're worried about that? I mean,
he was
see, this is the
rough.
Difference, though. He played bad. Like, he played terrible in the first half, but, like, he has a team around him, and he has a coach. So you make adjustments, and then you got a defense that can stop people, and so he's going to win games. That game, 0% chance Lions win.
And then there was a report that McVay went to his Twitter at halftime and saw what Warren Sharp was saying, and that's why they did so much better in the second half.
Wow.
That was McVay said in his press conference after he said, thank you, Warren.
And then Stafford actually said, Warren, thank you for telling Coach McVay what to do.
Thank you for saying don't throw interceptions in the end zone.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't realize. Stafford ain't no bitch made cat.
Right. You know?
He hurt his finger, but you knew he was going to.
There was one quarterback who went out with a finger last night and one who stayed in.
Oh. I mean, I didn't say it. You said it.
Geno Smith threw for the same amount of yards as Russ.
Come to think of it, we really didn't do this for your birthday. All of us just wanted to really drink some ice cold Bud Light.
Are we allowed to do that, Bill? Are we allowed to fucking. Did we ask
Probably
Bill?
Probably not.
No, I didn't ask him.
Oh, you just got to put your fingers in front of the logo.
Put the fingers in front of it.
Oh, there's the big case just sitting there right on the table.
What are you talking about?
It was just a box. I mean, it's okay, dude.
I am taking the Chiefs money line Sunday night.
Okay, that was the one.
I'll wipe out the points because I know Chiefs against the spread, but this feels like the first week where everyone just told themselves that the Browns were going to beat the Chiefs because it was revenge. And all I've heard this week is the Bills are going to beat the Chiefs because it's revenge. I'm sorry. The Chiefs is the Chiefs. Their defense stinks, but they win ball games.
Okay. Giolito just bounced the ball 30 feet in front of the home plate. I'm not even exaggerating.
How many outs we got?
Runner on first, one out.
Oh, God.
Ty, while you're in here, do you care if I get your opinion on something?
Go ahead, Tom.
There's a Super Boost. Okay.
Super Boost.
UFC? Yeah.
No, not UFC. Bigger.
Ty is big UFC sharp.
Yeah, I am.
People don't know.
Sunday at 2:00, the Bank of America Roval 400.
Okay.
Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin to finish in the top three is +200 boosted.
Done deal. Denny Hamlin will not finish lower than third. The only thing that does worry me is I believe Joey Logano is running this weekend, and if I'm not mistaken, Kyle Larson is running this weekend. Bubba's running, coming off a big victory in the 23 McDonald's car. But it all comes down to whether or not Keselowski is running in the number two Miller Lite car, and if he is, I don't know if we can find a boost for that. I like him to win this weekend.
Fun fact, Mark Martin is making a guest appearance in the number six Valvoline car.
Come on.
Did they ever figure out why they were cheering so loud for Brandon at the last race?
Who?
Oh, yeah. They were cheering for Brandon. Yeah. I forgot.
Did they figure that out?
I don't know if they ever figured it out. Do you know, is Bobby Labonte running in the 48 Quaker State car?
What? No, I believe he's in the number. Bobby, we're talking Bobby? I know that Terry's running the number five Kellogg's car this weekend. I don't know if Bobby's running. Dude,
people who actually watch NASCAR probably just seething right now.
Oh, yeah.
First and second, one out. Walked.
Jesus.
There is a Tyson Fury to win by KO, TKO boost to +160.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
What's that at normally?
-110.
Everybody seems to be on Wilder, though.
They were last time, too, right?
Yeah, give me the Gypsy King. Yeah.
I feel like you just never know with this shit.
Never.
No. We've talked about it, too. You guys said it out there. We don't think Wilder's going to come out with 320 pounds of body armor on this thing.
Probably just 250 this time.
But, like, both these guys are, like, made men, right? Like, they both are the top of the top. Yeah, not that guys do this, but a guy could show up out of shape and just be like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just go. I'll get my ass kicked. Sure. Give me a paycheck. And that's why it's all such a crapshoot.
Yes. Giolito got pulled.
Oh, God. Who's coming in? First, Kopich?
I don't know yet.
Bring in Kopich.
There's no UFC boost this weekend, so that's a shame.
We won't be eating this weekend, boys.
All right, just to recap, just for the video, Jets +3, Bucks Fins under 48.5, Vikings -9.5, Pats Texans under 39.5, Browns +2.5.
Atlanta -2.5, Panthers -3, Packers -3, football team +2.5, Browns +2.5, Cards -4.5, Chiefs money line, and this one is an absolute lock, Tony.
Okay.
An ice cold Bud Light.
Oh, and also I'm taking the under 665 and a half points this weekend scored in NFL football. Thank you, Nick Romaro. Nick
Romaro. What? Hold the phone.
Under 665 and a half points scored this weekend in
NFL. The ultimate under.
You cannot.
That is incredible
that.
Because no that'll way. Keep you alive all day.
Oh, that's all awesome. Day.
Where is that bet?
Give me the,
bet the over.
Give me the over.
You can, I want the over.
I'll go over.
Nice.
I'll
there we go.
Over.
Nice.
There we go.
Over.
There we go. This will be every week. Assholes. We'll do this. Over under.
I like it.
All right. Can't thank you guys enough. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, boys. That was
cheers.
Awesome. I appreciate
it.
YouTube.com/hammer. Dun. Make sure you check out Hockey Talk.
Thank you.
What's that stupid show? Once a week. The pod. No. Pat McAfee Show every single day. Store.patmcafeeshow.com. Definitely fucking blurred that one out. And good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dot.